It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later on the show, we'll talk about a new study that suggests firstborn children are actually smarter than their younger siblings. We'll find out some of the explanations why that could be.
First, according to a new study, the amount of gun violence shown in PG-13 films has more than tripled since 1985, the year the rating was introduced.
And some of the most popular PG-13 films in recent years have contained as much or more violence than their R-rated counterparts. So what effect, if any, is this having on younger viewers?
Joining us now is Brad Bushman. He's co-author of the study and professor of communication and psychology at The Ohio State University. Brad, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, as we said in the introduction there, gun violence, you found, is more than tripled in PG-13 movies. Now, I think a lot of families see this as sort of the softball rating, which is good for a lot of age groups. But what do you make of that finding?
It's very disturbing, especially since the Motion Picture Association of America's MPAA website says that R-rated films contain more violence than PG-13-rated films. And actually, the exact opposite is true. PG-13 films contain significantly more gun violence than R-rated films.
I guess the big question is why? Why is there so much violence in this particular niche rating instead of, you know, R, where it's supposed to be?
Well, I think because the industry wants money, and PG-13 films attract much larger audiences than R-rated films. So that's my guess.
It used to be that if you really wanted to, you know, sell your movie, you marketed to teenage boys. Is that still true? And if it is that part of this?
Well, I think PG-13 films are marketed to teen audiences, and it's troubling that they contain significantly more gun violence than R-rated films.
Can you talk a little bit about how you measured this and what else you found?
Yeah, sure. Well, we had a huge sample of studies. Actually, we looked at the top 30 grossing films every year since 1950. There are 945 films that we looked at. We looked at every 5 minutes of the film and counted the number of violent acts. And then from 1985 is the first year that the PG-13 rating was introduced, we looked at every five-minute segment as well, and counted the number of violent acts that depicted guns. And when the results showed that when the PG-13 rating was introduced in 1985, PG-13 films had about as much gun violence as G-rated and PG-rated films, which is basically none or very little. And by 2005, they contained as much violence as R-rated films, and that continued to climb. And in recent years, they've contained significantly more gun violence.
Now, so in terms of why we might be concerned about this, you talk about something called the weapons effect that could come into play with all these depictions of gun violence. What do we know about the weapons effect?
We know that the mere presence of a weapon makes people more aggressive. It's been replicated many times. In fact, in some of our studies, you don't even need to see the weapon. We did one study where participants saw the word gun for 17 one-hundredths of a second at a subliminal level, and they were more aggressive afterwards. So it's in the human brain, the link between guns and aggression is very strong.
Any particular impact on teen audiences, or is this just across the board? We see a gun and we act more aggressive.
It's across the board. Well, we haven't looked at the effect in really young people, but for teens and young adults and adults, the effect occurs.
Can you clarify a little bit what the ratings are supposed to mean and how the content is supposed to match those ratings?
Well, it's supposed to match, but it doesn't, and that's the problem. I think many parents think that PG-13 films contain less violence than R-rated films, and I think they'd be shocked to discover they actually contain significantly more violence, and it's a big problem. We know from other research that teens who see movie characters smoke cigarettes think they're cool. They're more likely to experiment and try smoking themselves. And, of course, once you start smoking, it's some people never stop. The same is true with alcohol. Research has shown that young audiences who see movie characters drinking alcohol think they're cool and are more likely to experiment with alcohol themselves. What we would like to know, and what we're doing future research to test, is whether young viewers who see movie characters using guns, if they think that's also cool, and if it changes their perceptions about guns, and actually whether they're more interested in guns. So that's where our research is heading.
So what gets a movie an R then? Is it just sex? If it's not violence, is that what's left?
Yeah, I think so. And I guess what we'd like to suggest is the movie industry go back to the way it was when the PG-13 rating was introduced. So R-rated movies haven't changed much. Movies always received an R rating due to sex or sometimes profanity, such as the F word. But what has changed dramatically is there used to be depictions of violence were rated R, but that's no longer true. And we think they should be. We think that films containing gun violence should be rated R.
I'm curious about what kind of movies, you know, in a time capsule in 1985, you know, would have gotten a PG-13 rating, and now what a typical PG-13 example would be. Can you give a couple examples?
Well, we know the reason the PG-13 rating was introduced is because of movies like Indiana Jones. But the movies now that we looked at were movies such as The Dark Knight, Terminator, Salvation, Inception, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Captain America, The First Avenger, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol.
Matrix?
The Avengers. I think that may have been rated R. I don't have all the ratings in front of me. But what's really interesting is that the Terminator movies, for example, used to all be rated R. And the most recent version, Terminator Salvation, was rated PG-13, and our analysis actually shows it contains more gun violence, the PG-13 version, than the previously rated R versions. The same is true for the Die Hard series. The old Die Hard series movies were rated R, but the most recent version, Live Free or Die Hard, was rated PG-13, and it actually contains more gun violence than the R-rated versions.
So if you're a parent who's concerned about this, I mean, what's the solution? If you've got, you know, a 13-year-old, 14, 15, and, you know, they want to see the movies that their friends are seeing, you're concerned about the effect of violence, what should parents do?
Yeah, well, they won't be so popular with their kids, but just because a movie's rated PG-13 doesn't mean that kids 13 and older should see that movie. Certainly, kids under 13 should not see it.
Is part of what we're kind of talking around here the fear that, you know, we're living in an era right now of mass shootings, Newtown, Columbine, and kids who are impressionable will go to these movies and they'll be more likely to walk away with a blueprint?
Yeah, we don't know. We do know that children learn scripts for how to behave from observing other people. It could be their parents or siblings or peers or media characters, and they use these scripts to guide their own behavior when they're in similar situations. Of course, we will never know whether violence in the media causes violent criminal behavior. We know there's a link, but we don't know if it's a causal link, just like we'll never know whether smoking cigarettes causes lung cancer, because you can't do experimental studies to test it. You can't randomly assign people to smoke or not smoke and see whether they get lung cancer. And likewise, you can't randomly assign kids to watch violent or nonviolent movies and then give them guns and see what they do with those in our laboratory experiments. It's just not possible or ethical to do that, and we wouldn't want to even if we could. So, but we do know that violence in the media causes aggressive behavior. We do know that kids who are exposed to violent media behave more aggressively. It can make them behave more aggressively, and it can also make them numb to the pain and suffering of others.
So what would you like to see change based on what you found?
Well, I'd like to see films that contain gun violence rated R.
All right. And do you think the odds are pretty good that the Motion Picture Association will check out this study and do something about it? Or is this, kind of a long shot?
Well, I've contacted the Motion Picture Association of America to share the results of our study with them. Haven't heard back from them yet. I know that several of the journalists who have interviewed me about this study have also tried to contact them, but they none of them have heard back either. But it's a huge problem because I think parents rely on these ratings to make choices about the media diets for their children, and they count on these ratings to be accurate. And the Motion Picture Association of America's website says that R-rated films contain more violence than PG-13 films, when exactly the opposite is true. PG-13 films contain significantly more violence than R-rated films, and that's a big problem.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We've been talking to Brad Bushman. He's a professor of communication and psychology at The Ohio State University.
Coming up next, a look at why firstborns may be smarter than their younger siblings.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.